ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
I'm proud of what I've created.
The MMA Hour of Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by ringtalk.com.
How does that grab you?
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in history.
Well, I'll tell you right after I get violently ill.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the MMAR of Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course, live on ringtalk.com. Just go to the website and the show's playing live, and of course, you've got us on Facebook, facebook.com/ringtalk. Hit the Ustream Live video button, watch the show live here from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Of course, this is the MMA Hour, and of course, May 19th, fights coming up on Strikeforce and Showtime in San Jose, California. I'm talking about my man, Josh Barnett, taking on Daniel Cormier. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And, of course, some big MMA fights. One of them coming up Tuesday night on Fuel TV. We'll have the main event here, Dustin Poirier, who's 12-1. We'll have him here in just a few minutes on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you'd like to spend some time with Justin, here's your chance. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Some of the things we'll touch about in today's show, of course, last week's big win by Nate Diaz, the choke in 4 minutes and 9 seconds, I think, round number two with Jim Miller. Miller couldn't take Diaz down, and Diaz just beat him at every facet of the game, and Nate Diaz is becoming a better fighter as he goes along, and, you know, he's ready to fight for the World Lightweight Championship. I think he's got a fight or two to go, maybe. He might sign up for a title fight this next time out, but he's supposed to win. He's supposed to fight, of course, the winner of Ben Anderson and Frankie Edgar, the rematch. Does Edgar deserve the rematch? Well, he conned his way into it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA.
Looking to update your appliances? Well, look no further. Lowe's has the major appliances you want at the prices you need. Right now, get 10% off major appliances $299 or more. Then, get going on your gardening and earn that green thumb. Head over to the nursery where you can get 1.5-gallon flowering hanging baskets for just $6.98 each. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 5/14/12. See store for details.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up
and
up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Hi, I'm a home. You know where your heart is? Don't worry, I know how you feel about me. That's why you need to get me flood insurance. If you get homesick after a few days, imagine how a flood would make you feel. Just a few inches of water can cost tens of thousands of dollars in damage. And homeowners insurance doesn't cover floods. But in moderate to low-risk areas, flood insurance starts as low as $129 a year. Visit floodsmart.gov to learn how a flood could affect you.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
On schedule for five for the Strike Force World Welterweight title. Nick Diaz, the champion in white and black. Daly, the challenger in blue. Great body work by Diaz. Oh, a beautiful uppercut. Looping right hand. Daly falling into trouble. 11 seconds. Diaz going in for the KO. And it's over. Diaz has made history. Nick Diaz finishing Daly. And that's one of the best rounds of the year.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. Of course, this hour we're talking MMA. We do talk boxing on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as Sundays, a mixed show, half boxing, half MMA. On the Sunday show of Ring Talk Live Worldwide this weekend, we'll talk with Robert the Ghost Guerrero. Of course, got a big fight coming up in June for the WBC Welterweight Championship down there in San Jose, California, playing at the Sharks Tank, just about 15 miles from his hometown of Gilroy, California. And then we'll talk with Cesar Gracie, the trainer of Nate Diaz, of course, was a winner last week. As I said, he choked out Jim Miller at 4 minutes and 9 seconds of the second round. He's a bad dude. He's a guy to be reckoned with at 155. And, of course, his brother Nick Diaz doing a jiu-jitsu competition tonight in Santa Barbara, I believe. I talked with Cesar yesterday. But, you know, want to wish Nick Diaz, they're trying to say he had metabolites, let's say it right, metabolites of marijuana. Didn't have actual marijuana system, but he had metabolites. I don't know what a metabolite is. Maybe I need to look that up. Or when you, metabolites, excuse me, exactly. Oh, thank you. Anyway, the bottom line is he had this in his urine. And, of course, he tested positive for marijuana. And they say, well, it's a banned substance. And then he's got a doctor's note here in California that says he can take it because he suffers from adult deficit disorder. And, you know, I mean, what's to say? I mean, why is it a guy can drink and it's okay? I mean, he can have a couple of drinks a couple of days before a fight or a week before a fight or 2 weeks or a month, 5 weeks before a fight, and it's never an issue. But, you know, if he takes a puff off a joint, all of a sudden he's suspended. Speaking of suspended, as I told you, the Alistair Overeem suspension is probably going to last through December of this year. Of course, he was the number one ranked heavyweight UFC contender, supposed to take on, you know, the champion Junior Dos Santos May 26th, but that's not going to happen. It'll be Dos Santos versus Frank Mir. And the co-feature will be, of course, Cain Velasquez, the former UFC heavyweight champion, the man that knocked out, you know, Brock Lesnar pretty convincingly. And he's taking on Big Silva. And Big Silva's just like, he's a monster. He really is a gorilla-looking type of guy. I mean, he looks like a giant gorilla to me. And I'm not putting him down or anything like that, but if you could just imagine like a 7-foot gorilla, this guy's a 7-foot lean gorilla. I'm talking about, you know, the man, the big man, 7 foot from Brazil, no question about it. But, you know, I've seen him have some nice wins, but Cain Velasquez, for him to dump Cain, that would be a huge accomplishment. Cain's an all-around great wrestler as far as wrestling's concerned. Of course, he can fight on the ground as well. He stopped Lesnar. Not an easy thing to do. I questioned Lesnar's intestinal fortitude this week in an article just to cause some controversy when I wrote about the legacy, you know, because, you know, he's back in the world of fake fighting now and taking fake punches, and it ain't quite the same as taking real shots when he was running from those. You know, these fake shots, he's the toughest guy in the world. But anyway, of course, he did capture the UFC heavyweight title, beat the only guy that beat him. Originally, he beat Frank Mir after Frank Mir beat him in the, I think, his first fight in the UFC with an ankle bar, I believe. a leg bar, an ankle bar. But the bottom line is Brock Lesnar had to submit. He submitted, so he lost his first UFC fight. But then he came back, and he won the heavyweight championship, and he was slated to defend it against Cain Velasquez, and different people, different experts who have appeared in the past on this show who told me that Cain was going to win this fight, that I was overblown on Lesnar. Lesnar wasn't the animal that I kept thinking he was, but good God, he sure does look like it. I mean, Lesnar would go on to lose to Cain Velasquez and then to Alistair Overeem, both in the early parts of the fight. So, what can I tell you? He was a phenomenon. MMA audiences are supposed to be down about 8.8% since Brock Lesnar has left. I don't know what reflection it has on him or the fact that there's so much UFC now and MMA on TV. I mean, you've got Fuel TV going Tuesday night. You've got The Ultimate Fighter on Friday night. You've got UFC 146 coming up. I mean, holy cow. I mean, pretty soon will be a UFC 150. Of course, the big celebration will be July 6th and 7th at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. That is a big fans expo of the UFC, and that's where you get to meet all your UFC fighters. You don't even have to buy a ticket to the fight. I think there might be a small admission charge to get into this Hall of Fame thing. I'm not sure, but I don't think it'll cost you too much. But it'd be a great chance for you to meet all the fighters under the Strike Force and, of course, the UFC roster. And seeing the UFC roster and the Strike Force officer, it's almost one and the same. I mean, Zuffa Sports, Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, who own, like, I think 77% of the franchise, and the Dubai government owns 13% of the franchise, and then you've got Dana White having 10% of the franchise. And the franchise said to be worth $1 million, but the ratings last week on Fox were not multi-million dollars. I mean, they just weren't. I mean, the people at Fox had to be freaking out a little bit because it was a 1.4, and it was very poor audience, but like 1.4 million people at the max, and they were getting those kind of numbers on Spike TV. I mean, they're on network TV, and they're not getting those great numbers, but I think it lacked star potential. I mean, people didn't realize that Nate Diaz, you know, and Chris Miller was going to be a great fight. They didn't know it, Jim Miller. They didn't know it, that they were going to be, you know, be a good competitive fight to show how dominant that Nate Diaz can be at times. Of course, Nate Diaz making his move now at 155 pounds, but Jim Miller had never been submitted, and he submitted him with a choke. I mean, he's the real deal. Okay, but that was the UFC last week. Then we've got the UFC Tuesday night with Dustin Poirier taking on the Korean Zombie. And I'll get into the Korean Zombie a little bit later with Dustin. He'll be here with us in just a few minutes. We do have open phone lines for that conversation. If you'd like to join me and UFC fighter Dustin Poirier, of course, on Tuesday night in the main event against the Korean Zombie. I kid you not. That's what this guy goes by, the Korean Zombie. And that'll be on Fuel TV. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Don't forget the website, live audio as I speak, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. And, of course, our live video on Facebook.com. That's right, Facebook.com/ringtalk. But we got it all going on. We're on Stitcher. We're in, like, cars now, brand-new BMWs and Fords and Buicks and GMs. And we're getting all over the place. Ring Talk, getting around the world. Sirius Satellite Radio. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history. Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help. Call 888-831-7489. If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you. Call 888-831-7489. Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone. Call 888-831-7489. This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free. Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Jeff Mancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5 cents fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLore1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLore1.com.
Main event of Dynamite USA is underway. Brock Lesnar's much-anticipated MMA debut against Minsoo Kim, and Lesnar secures the early takedown.
This is actually where Minsoo Kim wants to be. This is his only shot, really. To catch Lesnar or something.
And Lesnar already unleashing a series of right hands, but you're right, but look at Lesnar smothering him. The NCAA heavyweight champion, Minsoo Kim, probably thinks the
like
weight of the world
Brock,
is on him right now.
Right now, Brock has just got to breathe. Look how easily he's passing this guard, guys.
And he actually did, technically, he did it very well.
Yes,
also.
He did.
Still in half guard, however, and now he'll try to pull that right leg up, but he's content to just start pounding him underneath the arm, over top of the arm. Brock Lesnar definitely in his comfort zone here on the ground against Minsoo Kim.
Tell you what, though, guys, he looks like he's been wrestling for ages. He just can't get too high here. That's the one thing when you get them out, if you get too high.
Well, the one thing with Brock is, you know, the center of gravity, man. So he's been there for years. He's done stuff like that. So
Minsoo Kim trying to keep him in his cap.
That's it.
Eating him. That's it. And excited here at ringside. Brock Lesnar.
Okay, enough of the cart rides. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Of course, Strike Force coming to you live from the San Jose HB Pavilion, May the 19th, folks. And the main event, of course, for the Strike Force Grand Prix Heavyweight Championship, Josh Barnett, 36-5, taking on Daniel Cormier, 15-0. We'll hope to get Daniel on the show in the next week or so. Of course, that fight is coming up on the 19th. Take that back. Probably be able to do it maybe next Saturday morning or Saturday at noon and try to catch him pre-fight. But The bottom line is I'm trying to get a hold of Gilbert Melendez. Of course, Gilbert Melendez in the semi-co-main event that night as well in San Jose, California, taking on Josh Thompson. Of course, tickets started, I think, at $45 and top off at $175. So it's a good Strike Force card. It's May 19th, live at the HP Pavilion, of course, home of the San Jose Sharks and National Hockey League, in a pretty damn good arena. And Strike Force is going to rock this place. When Strike Force brings a card there, if they can bring any of the magic that they've had in the past, and they've had some magical shows there. I mean, you've been there, you can feel the roof being raised off the HP Pavilion by the Strike Force crowd. Of course, that was fights with Gina Carano. There was fights with Kung Lee. Of course, Kung Lee being the native San Jose young, San Jose Vietnamese lad that sprung the superstardom. He went over to Asia and did movies, didn't make a lot of money doing that, came back and tried to fight, and never seemed to bring it all together. I mean, he's fighting it like at a heavier weight than he was before, and you can sort of see the extra weight around his waist, and it just doesn't look too good for Kung Lee. And I think Kung Lee's going to have one more fight in the near future. We'll check on that in the last segment tonight of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the inside look into the world of MMA. But Dustin Poirier, who we're waiting on to give us a call here, is taking on the Korean Zombie. The Korean Zombie is a bit of a rage in the world of MMA, and, of course, that's going to be Tuesday night on Fuel TV, and I'll be excited to see that, except I don't have Fuel TV. And I got to hope that somebody posts it on the Internet, or I can get some type of live Internet feed or something like that, because that's pretty cold. I mean, you know, Fuel TV was supposed to be a tool by Fox to bring more viewers to Fuel TV because, you know, Spike, when they were doing the Ultimate Fighter and Ultimate Fight shows and things like that, were drawing in excess of 1.7 million people. I think the card last week on Fox with Nate Diaz, of course, in the co-main event, Josh Koscheck lost to Johnny Hendricks, but they drew $1.4 million at their peak. 1.4 million. I mean, remember that fight that they had with Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos? That scored like a 10. Yikes. It was like 11 million people watching that fight. So it went from 11 million to 1 million. Not very good. I mean, if you look at it from the UFC point of view, but I think a lot of that, hopefully, has to do with the injuries that have been, you know, they've sidelined a lot of the great fighters in MMA. Anderson Silva's on the sidelines. Cain Velasquez has been on the sidelines most of the year and last year and a half. Dos Santos himself recovering from a broken foot. I mean, so these guys get hurt, and they get hurt a lot. And speaking of guys getting hurt, Dominic Cruz, who was supposed to take up again, I think would have beat him, licked him like a stamp. But Uriah Faber, the California kid, of course, they're supposed to hook up July 7th. They've been the co-judges in the Ultimate Fighter TV series. Of course, Series 13, I believe, is on TV right now on FX Cable, and that is the longest-running reality TV show in history. But they were supposed to meet up at the end of the competition as judge, you know, coach against coach, and they hate each other. Dominic Cruz and Uriah Faber just don't like each other at all. But Dominic Cruz pulled an ACL, anterior cruciate ligament. I think that's the way it's medically said. But and it's one of the four main ligaments in the knee. But he pulled that, and he might be off anywhere from 6 to 9 months. Hopefully back, you know, sooner than that. But the bottom line is he's going to be out a while. So as I mentioned earlier, Gilbert Melendez is taking on Josh Thompson on that Strikeforce card on May 19th. Gilbert has a gym here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. So I will be stopping by that gym in the next day there. So if not today, later today, Tuesday or Wednesday. But the bottom line is I want to hook up an interview with Gilbert Melendez. Even if I have to bring my tape recorder and do it live there, that'd be cool too. The bottom line is we want to get Gilbert on the show. He's our local guy here from the city by the bay. Of course, he is the man. He's a monster, they say, in the cage. Well, we'll see. You know, he's got a pretty good record, and we'll see what happens on the 19th of May. Of course, the Strikeforce Heavyweight Championship going down in San Jose, California at the HB Pavilion. Once again, tickets are at Ticketmaster.com, and I think at Fanstub.com, too, as well. I'm not sure of that one. I think I saw it there. And they start at $45, and they top off at $175. It'd be an exciting night of mixed martial arts when basically the UFC comes to town. It's Strikeforce. It's UFC and another name. That's all. They're both owned by the same company. They both, you know, follow the same philosophies as far as fighting is concerned. I just think it's like, sort of like having the American League and the National League. You got two leagues. That's about it. That's the difference between Strikeforce and, of course, the UFC. And Strikeforce has lighter limits. Plus, Strikeforce is not discriminatory. The UFC will not allow women to fight on their card, but on a Strikeforce card, you know, some of the biggest numbers they ever got was with Gina Carano. Gina would draw these tremendous ratings, draw 17,000-18,000 people in the house down there at the HP Pavilion. I mean, it's quite an arena when it's full and the people are screaming and rocking, and Gina was winning, of course. Then Gina lost to the cheat. Hey, she didn't cheat on her man, I guess not, but she cheated when she took them steroids. She said she took the Stanisol, or Winstrol, one or the other. That's what the two names for the same steroid is. It's a male testosterone hormone and steroid. And she took it. She said she just took it to lose weight. And the bottom line is she took it, and she was always suspected of taking it. And when you looked at her body, you had to see dude. I mean, that's not a I'm not putting her down physically. I mean, she's not that unattractive of a lady. I'm just saying that she looked like a dude. I mean, as far as her body was concerned, her stomach, her abs, her chest to an extent. I mean, her arms, her shoulders. I mean, her triceps, her biceps. They were all super developed and super defined. And you just had the opinion all along that she had been on, you know, some type of steroids. And Gina Carano said that. And, of course, Gina Carano looked like a stamp by Chris Cyborg Santos. Of course, the suspended fighter now originally out of Brazil, now living, I believe, in Southern California. But the bottom line is she got caught on a San Diego-based MMA card, that was in November. She went and appealed it all the way to January, so I guess she's off until at least November of this year for testing positive for these steroids, and the fight was taken off the record, and should they take the Gina Carano fight off the record? I mean, recently Lamont Peterson, a boxer, an IBF junior welterweight champion, admitted to rubbing testosterone pellets on his arm. I don't know what that meant. He said he had a severe T shortage, and he had T's of a 70-year-old man. I don't know how valid that is, but the Khan Peterson fight is off. But that's more steroids. That's steroids in the world of boxing, and MMA is always being pigeonholed as a sport of steroid users. Well, guess what? People are using it in all sports now: baseball, football, basketball, hockey, you name it. They're using it. Boxing. Professional wrestling, we know we've used it all along for different reasons, for attractiveness, you know, make all these guys look like Super Hulk and this and that. But the bottom line is they've got steroids now, like that Winstrol that I mentioned that Cyborg Santos was caught with. It actually leans you down. You get stronger, but it leans you. It's a fat cutter. It leans you down. So she may have been right, Chris Cyborg Santos, saying that she wanted to use that to lose some weight. But the bottom line is, you know, it's a banned anabolic steroid, so she can't use it, and she's off a year. So steroids rearing its ugly head in just about every sport nowadays. And you wonder, you know, testosterone is a natural product that the body produces, and it produces less as you get older. And then you've got human growth hormone, and your body produces less of that as you get older and things like that. And those are two supposedly essential things, and if you could boost the levels, you'll feel better supposedly physically and emotionally. And I'm wondering, maybe we should just legalize all steroids. Maybe we should just let it all go. Just let it all hang out. You know, I mean, because the bottom line is you're really not going to stop it. I mean, you have these surprise drug tests once in a while, like the one Alistair Overeem got caught in about 6 or 8 weeks ago, and of course that led to his 9-month suspension by the Athletic Commission. And if you're wondering why he only got 9-month suspension instead of the year suspension, was the fact that he was not licensed at the time that they took the test. See, when he signed for this license in Nevada last December, when they agreed to let him come back after some shady situations regarding steroid testing. Okay, the state of Nevada came to a conclusion with them, or came to a deal with them, that if you fight or if you don't fight, there'll be two surprise, at least two or three surprise tests. I think it was two surprise tests in 2012. So he comes to Las Vegas for a press conference, and guess what? He takes a tee shot a few days before, and he tested a 14-1 ratio. 14-1. 6-1 is, maybe. 4-1 is with WADA, the World Anti-Doping Association. That's what they think the level should be. 14-1. And don't forget, the wrestler that died, murdered his family, and then committed suicide, Chris Benoit, had a 49% tee level. Whoa. Talk about high testosterone. And he killed everybody, including himself. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of MMA. We do have open phone lines. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the American Forces Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
The high cost of healthcare and prescription drugs has burdened many Americans. At Canada Pharmacy, you can buy prescriptions like Lipitor, Viagra, and Advair at a price that can't be beat. Canada Pharmacy currently serves over 500,000 Americans for their medication needs. With our 24-hour customer service, you can place your order and save up to 80% on your prescriptions. Order today from the largest mail-order pharmacy. Call us toll-free at 800-298-0418. Canada Pharmacy, the healthy choice. 800-298-0418.
Rock Hard Weekend is the ultimate male performance enhancer. It's packed with natural ingredients that really work, like Korean ginseng, ginkgo biloba, maca root, and L-arginine, which is an amino acid found in foods like nuts and salmon. It's the supplement for men who want more in the bedroom. Try it tonight and take your love life to a whole new level. Have you had a Rock Hard Weekend? Join the millions of men who have. Available at your local CVS, GNC, Rite Aid, Kroger, Murphy USA, Circle K, Pilot, or Love's.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ready, go!
A jump kick by Goins.
Yeah.
Ooh, no Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon action there.
Oh, I love this Capoeira.
I think he's just doing that to get him excited because he thinks maybe if he grabs his leg, he'll go to the ground. But it might work. We don't know. Goes for the single. Coleman getting him down. Coleman getting him into a Coleman grinding away that right hand.
Through the body again.
Allen's got him down now. Allen's on the bottom. He's got Coleman where he wants him. If Allen gets a close guard around him, Allen's going to have him where he wants him. He's playing Allen's game here. Allen wants this kind of a fight. He wants to be on the ground.
That's a good shot.
Coleman should throw a knee here to the top of Allen's head.
There we go.
There it is. He's not going to be able to take too many. Oh, he's knocked out. Is he knocked out?
He's out. I think he's knocked out.
He's out. He's out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Look, look at this. Look at this. He's attacking Mark. He's attacking Mark. He doesn't know what to do. Mark wants to hit him.
And I think it was that this knee right here, that's the one that did it. Because see it fall on the side. It's a lot like what happened when Igor Bochanchin KO'd Kerr and got a no contest, because at that time, these knees were not legal.
The mighty horns of the Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Looks like Uriah Faber will be fighting for the interim bantamweight championship of the UFC, of course, with UFC champion Dominick Cruz going down with that torn ACL. Faber is going to fight somebody for that title on July the 7th in Las Vegas. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, that will be the card featuring, what's he call himself now, the People's Champion. Talking about Tito Ortiz, formerly the Huntington City Bad Boy, but, you know, he's in his last fight. Win or lose, I truly believe him. I mean, I've had athletes tell me, you know, for decades that they were going to quit, and you see them fight 8, 9, 10 years later, 12 years later, and they're still fighting this and that. I guess it's sort of like the musician that says he won't be seeing his hit records at the age of 50, and usually for the most part he did. Anyway, the bottom line is everything's going to go down on May the 26th as far as UFC, the next pay-per-view is concerned. And, you know, you've got to like Silva's chances over Velasquez, but then you've got to like Velasquez being able to get Silva down. And if he gets him down, he beats him down. I mean, that's the co-main event. Of course, the main event is going to be Junior Dos Santos, the once-beaten heavyweight champion of the world, the UFC champion from Brazil, the best stand-up fighter in MMA, they say. That's what they call him. Okay, and he's taking on Frank Mir. Of course, Frank Mir beat and then lost to Brock Lesnar, but he was the UFC heavyweight title holder at one point in time. So, you know, he's not a hobo. He's not a bum. He has a good stand-up, that kind of good stuff. And he's got, I meant with the microphone, and you can do that as well in the ring. But he's going to probably want to get this fight to the ground. If he doesn't get this fight to the ground, Dos Santos will probably take him out. Dos Santos is sort of like Put it this way. He's the best boxer, I think, in the world of mixed martial arts. So that's the way that goes. That card I was talking about Tuesday night, they call him the Korean Zombie. He's 21-6, Jung Chan Song, South Korean fighter. Of course, going to be taking on Dustin Poirier. And Dustin Poirier called us in a couple of minutes ago, and then somehow he didn't hang on. So we're trying to work that out as I speak. But you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, that's on Fuel TV. Again, I'll moan. I won't use the B word, but I'll moan some more that not enough cable systems in the country. Only 30% of them have Fuel TV. So it's at a detriment for these good UFC fights when they're on Fuel TV, and none of us can watch them. Unless you've got DirecTV, you're not going to watch them. Okay, Comcast doesn't have it. Okay, and that's the Fuel card. Of course, that is the That's the Tuesday night, the 15th. So we figure it'd be a good fight card, but I tell you that Korean Zombie, he's the real deal. He's 21-6. He's on a hell of a roll. And Poirier, of course, is just 12-1, having lost one decision, I think, to Daniel Rodriguez, I believe, about four years ago. So he's on a bit of a roll as well, although he's not on the line. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. And, of course, talked about Tito Ortiz retiring. Chuck Liddell was asked recently whether he was coming back, and he said, no, he's not going to come back. He's going to try to get an in-office job with the Ultimate Fighting Championships, that he's not ever going to fight again. He'll never make the mistake. He'll never come back. But, you know, it's tough for these guys to say never because, you know, somebody comes to you with some incredible offer to do something. Usually it's a square. Usually it's not somebody that's already in the sports entertainment industry. Usually it's somebody from outside that wants to get known, wants to be a big name, this and that. So they come forward and they offer a huge purse to two guys that probably wouldn't be fighting each other. And if they're not under contract to the UFC, the fight ends up happening. Okay, so it's usually the squares that come in and blow their money. The guys that tried to do the George Foreman, Larry Holmes fight in Houston, Texas, gave Larry, I think, $350,000 advance, and he got to keep it. And they never even held a press conference on the fight. Imagine that. $350,000. Is that the easiest $350,000 you've ever heard of earning in your entire life? I mean, saying, yeah, okay, I'll fight George Foreman or whatever that date was at the now Rays Houston Astrodome, but they were going to do this fight. They were going to do it in the 90s. And it didn't happen, and both guys got to keep $350,000. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of mixed martial arts and MMA. Of course, the Bellator Fighting Championships look like they're moving this MMA live show that airs on Spike TV and airs after TNA Wrestling. Evidently, TNA Wrestling is going to move to 8 p.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, delayed on the West Coast. And they're going to have MMA live afterwards. So I guess they're trying to give the MMA one bigger hour. And, of course, the TNA Wrestling draws about 1.4 million viewers a week. So it's not a program they could afford to just dump. The bottom line is they've got to work something out for this MMA show because it's coming on 11 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time and Eastern Time. And if you already watched like 2 hours of wrestling, like I do once in a while, I don't think you want to stick around and watch an hour of MMA. It's just 3 hours is just too much. I think that these big pay-per-view shows, you know, that they want to guarantee you 3 hours of boxing or 3 hours of MMA. I think they ought to cut them down. Just put everything else like on Facebook. You know, put the prelims, all that kind of good stuff on Facebook. Put the main two fights on pay-per-view TV. Don't waste everybody's time. Because not everybody wants to see, you know, nobody wants to see mid-carders. Nobody really wants to. I mean, few boxing fans, some of the diehards, some of the freaks that I've known over the years, show up like they'll have a 3 o'clock afternoon card, say, at the Las Vegas Hilton with Don King or maybe the MGM Grand or something like that, or the Mandalay Bay or Caesar's Palace. And the card would start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, okay? And Don would put on like 18, 19 fights. I kid you not. He had his entire stable working. He'd get everybody out there for a fight. Usually it was an easy fight because Don's not known for matching his guys too tough early on especially. But the bottom line was he had all these fighters on this card. So if you are a freak, you can show up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and see all these fights. Well, MMA, it's doing the same thing now. They're throwing 9, 10 fights a card. Okay, so some of the fights are on Facebook. Then some of the fights are on FX Cable. And I mean, some of the fights are at UFC.tv. I think the Ultimate Fighter Brazil, that Sunday night program that comes on at 9 p.m. Pacific time, that's midnight Eastern time, that airs Sunday nights on UFC.tv. So you can watch that here in the States. Of course, that's the number two ranked Brazilian show in Brazil right now, next to, UFC in Brazil is just, it's heavy thing. I mean, it's everything in Brazil, no question about that. Speaking of the man that's going to be fighting on Tuesday night, he is taking on the Korean Zombie. My first question for Dustin Poirier is, what is a Korean Zombie?
man, he's a tough guy who walks across kind of looking, resembling a zombie, man. Flat-footed, hands down, can take some punches and, not scared to take one to give one.
Okay, but all right. So, is that him in a nutshell? How you just described him, or what?
Yeah, pretty much, man. He's a heavy puncher with a great chin who likes to get in brawls.
Okay, now you're 12-1, lost one decision. What was that experience like? Because I remember when I lost my first fight, I was like devastated. I was like it hurt me both emotionally and physically. For some reason, I thought I was immortal and I could never be beat. And then I lost a fight. And then I was, after winning a few, and then I was a little bit disgruntled. But how did that affect you emotionally?
Man, it was horrible. I felt like he crushed my dreams almost, man. You know, I was supposed to win, but it helped me out a lot as a fighter. I knew what I needed to go back home and work on, so I learned a lot from it. You know, but at the time, it was a big hit for me.
Yeah, I know it's a big hit emotionally. You just can't believe it. I mean, because one day you wake up and you're undefeated, and all of a sudden you lost a fight. I mean, I've talked about the fight that I lost to Eddie Smith back in the day at the Boys Club, but after going 7-0 and stopping most of my seven guys, I didn't think it was going to be a big thing. And then, boom, I fought this guy, Eddie Smith. My mother told me I needed to run more, and I told her to leave me alone, and she was right. And maybe if I did more road work, I would have beat him. But he was far more experienced than I was at the time. But I'll never forget that first loss. Okay, now you and the Korean Zombie, is this a 5-round, 5-minute fight or what?
Yeah, 5 rounds, 5 minutes, so 25 minutes of fighting.
So this is the championship fight, basically, I mean, without the title.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so how do you prepare for that outside of a 3-round fight?
You know, we made adjustments in my strength and conditioning program and in my diet. I dieted for 3 months, and I'm not going to be cutting as much weight as I usually cut to make the featherweight limit. So, you know, and also in the gym, we, you know, added extra rounds, sparred extra rounds, and made those kind of adjustments to get ready for a 25-minute fight.
Hey, how do you practice kneeing somebody? Because you can't get a sparring partner down there on the ground and then knee him in the gut or knee him in the chin or throw elbows at his face and this and that. So what do you do this on a dummy? Is that how you practice? Or do you get a guy in an armored suit? Well, how do you do that?
On the ground, you can do it on. They have ground bags. You know, they're kind of shaped like a body would be, and you can work on your elbows and your ground punching and you know, knees and stuff like that.
Okay, where do you come from, young man?
I'm from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Lafayette, Louisiana. You know, I was there, and I was in Alexandria as well. But Lafayette, we did a TV show in Lafayette. God, that would have been 8 or 10 years ago now, for Comcast South. Comcast South, still the cable company down there.
Yep, Comcast.
Yeah, they don't pick up Fuel TV, and I've got a problem with that out here. Nobody wants to pick up Fuel TV unless you got DirecTV. Do you have DirecTV?
I have the Dish. So,
you have the Dish, so you get to watch Fuel TV.
Yep.
Damn, those guys with Comcast cable, we're stuck without it, man. But that's going to be Tuesday night. You take it on the Korean Zombie. You want to make a bold prediction here or what?
Sure. Second round TKO.
Okay, real quick now. We got about a minute and a half left. Talk to me. Who wins here, Cain Velasquez or the Giant Silva?
I'm going to go with Cain Velasquez for sure.
Okay. Frank Mir and Junior Dos Santos?
Junior Dos Santos.
Okay. Tito Ortiz and Forrest Griffin?
Forrest Griffin.
Why?
I just think he's going to be a little bit more technical on the feet and just be able to stop Tito's wrestling, maybe. Forrest has good jiu-jitsu, too. So, you know, and I like Forrest. He's a fighter, man. He's fun to watch. So I'd pick him.
Okay, 15 seconds, 20 seconds. How are you going to stop this guy? How do you see when you dream about this fight, what's the end result?
You know, me staying technical, putting my punches down the middle, setting up good combinations and good footwork and really making him look slow.
Okay. Dustin, all the best of luck. You're tuning in on Fuel TV against the Korean Zombie, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the MMA, of course. Dustin Poirier and the Korean Zombie, Jung Chan Song, getting it on in the main event on Fuel TV. USC on Fuel TV Tuesday night. Right there on Fuel TV. If you've got Fuel TV, you've got DirecTV or Dish now, you can watch it. You got Comcast or any of the other ones, Cox Cable, you're done. No Fuel TV. You're tuned to Rink Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life
turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
Checking YouTube to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, ringtalk.com, facebook.com/ringtalk. Hit the Ustream button for the live videos. We got all kinds of platforms, and I haven't mentioned them all. It'd probably take me a little while. But you are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history. Don't forget, we air every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Network in the special Sunday one-hour edition where we combine one-hour radio into both boxing and MMA. That airs at 11 a.m. Pacific time as well. And my guest this week will be, of course, probably call him, you know, almost a trainer of the year. I mean, he's got both Nick and Nate Diaz. He's got a whole bunch of other fighters. But Cesar Gracie, the great famous Gracie family, will be here tomorrow talking MMA. And Robert the Ghost Guerrero, that's right, the challenger for the WBC welterweight title going down next month at the HB Pavilion. Of course, the kid from Gilroy, California, the garlic cap of the world, going for the world championship in his third weight division. So Robert Guerrero will be here tomorrow. Cesar Gracie will be here tomorrow. That's Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, hit the website, ringtalk.com. 'Cause I love you so.